This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Great news. Katie went back to high school. It's just not for the reason that you think. It was because her community looked to her and said...
We need you.
You're the one of the most responsible adults among us.
Right.
Will you chaperone a dance?
It was similar to that. It was more like my 16-year-old came to me at the beginning of the year because she's part of student body and said, you have to chaperone a dance. It's part of a requirement for me to be in student body. And I go, what? And so I chose the furthest one out that I could, and then I forgot about it. And then a day and a half before, she goes, don't forget, you're chaperoning the Sadie Hawkins dance. What? Oh, when is this going to happen? When do I need to be there? 6:30 p.m. on a Friday.
Ooh.
Okay, how long do I have to stay? Till 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I get there. Obviously, I know nobody. The guy that runs the student activities director guy, I think his name is Mr. Thompson, very cool guy. He's like, okay, everybody, you need to get a partner. I don't know anybody. So I turn to the closest woman to me. I go, like, you want to be my partner? And she goes, okay. Not 30 seconds later, does she see, maybe a minute, she sees somebody she'd rather have as my partner.
No.
And she goes, I'm actually going to be with her.
No, Katie.
Yes.
You just unlocked high school cringe all over again.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So the woman that she was like, I want you to be my partner.
Yeah.
Had partnered with some guy. So I look at him. I was like, so I guess we're partners. It was the best thing that could have happened.
Oh,
to me.
Well, that's good. Okay.
So you have to stay with your partner the whole night.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like a true Sadie Hawkins dance.
Right. And there are 7 stations, and every 30 minutes you transfer to a new station. But I mean, they have got this locked down. Only one person in the partner can travel to the next station until there's enough people at each so that, and then your partner can come. So there is never an unmanned station.
Holy, when you say station, like, you make it sound like it's field day.
Okay, so one station was, like by the drinking fountains, but you had to like go into the hallway to get the drinking fountain. So it's like, if somebody wants to go to the drinking fountain, you have to like, watch them do it.
I see. So it's not like these were activities for the kids
no.
to do. They're just lookouts.
They're just chairs that okay. we sit in. Station 1, drinking fountain. Station 2, very close to station 1. Mm-hmm. Not sure we needed both stations. my partner was the best person that could have sat with me because he equally didn't want to be there as much as I did.
Okay.
And we were like, if we don't see something that we get to report, this has been an absolute waste. So we were just dying to like catch somebody vaping.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. What are the things you were looking out for?
It was anything that we deemed that was that shouldn't be going on at a high school camp.
Personally?
Yes. We wanted like some sort of like inner ear communication system.
Sure.
Didn't get that.
Walkie talkie.
They didn't give us any kind of flashlight that we could be like, hey, okay, no. I said, do I get a badge? Nothing.
I just
sat there like a chump.
With
no authority.
How were the kids even supposed to take you seriously?
Exactly.
Without at least a badge.
Right. Flash it. Hey.
So did you get to see anything? Did you get to report anything?
No, I didn't. One time I saw one girl fall down.
Okay. But she might have tripped.
Yeah. Well, she did.
Okay.
She got right back up. I was like, God, so close.
You can't report gravity.
Right.
Okay, so did anybody get to report anything?
Oh, great question. I don't know. I will tell you. By like 8:45, I turned to my partner and I said, listen, we got two choices. You fake a medical emergency or you have to pull the fire alarm because I cannot do this anymore.
You'd only put 2 hours in at that point.
It felt like an eternity.
Man.
Yeah.
So, was the DJ good?
DJ was great. Kids seemed like they were loving it. There was like a catwalk for them to dance on.
Now, how about dancing? Did it get out of control? Was there any bumping and grinding?
Not that I saw.
Did you tell anybody to leave room for Jesus?
I wanted to really bad.
Man, that's disappointing.
I know.
I'm glad that you had that experience at least.
I can tell you this much. I'm going to discourage her from being in student body next year. I'd be like, you don't want to do that. Don't you want to go, like, smoke cigarettes behind the CVS instead?
Smoke cigarettes. Everybody, they vape now, Katie.
All right, stupid.